It is finished. Jesus accomplished God's mission, his will. And his mission was to save us, to give up his life so that we didn't have to die and suffer that unimaginable, eternal separation from God. To love us so much that he, as a fully human being, was willing to walk that path of desolation, isolation, grief, and inconceivable suffering so that we didn't have to. To love us so much as fully God that he couldn't stand the thought of not giving us himself for our salvation. In the garden before he was arrested, Jesus begged for the cup to be taken from him because this final part of his mission involved the deepest suffering, separating himself from his Father for our sake to accomplish God's will. And the fact is, he suffered so greatly at the thought of separation from God, even for a moment, that he sweated blood. Yet we willingly separate ourselves from the Father all the time, daily, moment to moment. Do we start our day thanking him for a good night's rest, for a roof over our heads? Do we give our new day to him? Are we pausing throughout the day to ask him to lead us? Are we talking to him at night as our head hits the pillow, thanking him for everything he's done for us, asking forgiveness for the times we've forgotten him during the day? Jesus lived his life in constant communion with his Heavenly Father, giving us plenty of examples of how to do that. How he arose early and found a quiet place to pray. How he would retreat from the crowds, find a secluded spot to be with his Father. Jesus was no less busy than we are. The crowds sought him out, often discovered his quiet places, and pressed in on him, just as our days are pressed in on by kids, by work, by school. I don't know about you, but when I look at my days and see how many times I don't consult him or thank him or ask his forgiveness, I easily see that I'm in need of that Savior. But that's not the end of the story. Fortunately, Jesus uttered, "It is finished," because he did accomplish his mission. He did give up everything for us, for me and for you. He is our Savior. So what is finished? Us being separated from God is finished. The devil having power over us is finished. Our salvation from our sins so that we can enter God's kingdom instead of the punishment we deserve is finished. I'd like you to close your eyes now for 1 minute. Take a deep breath and picture yourself at the foot of that cross. You chose to be there. You can't even look up at Jesus because the suffering is so unbearable, but yet you're drawn to, and you have to look at his face just one last time. So look at his face. And when you do, you see that he is looking right at you. And you see the suffering, and you see his shuddering breaths, but what you see is that love he has just for you. Let him look at you. Let that gaze penetrate, because that is why he is there. He chose you, and he chose that moment and that suffering just for you.